Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As Attorney General, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
This past Friday evening, the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Oklahoma State University honoring six outstanding individuals, three distinguished alums, Charlotte Bear, Frederick Drummond, Greg Schultz, and three Dazzler champions, individuals that have been big supporters of the Division of Agriculture in one way or another, Brad Parker, J.D. Wagoner, and Gene Rainbolt. Had the opportunity ahead of the ceremony to talk with Gene Rainbolt, who's the chairman emeritus for Bank First. He singles out the Department of Ag Economics as very important to him personally, as well as to his banks.
Jim Plaxico, who was chair of Ag Econ, was a director of several of our banks, very close friend, but more important perhaps than that, nine of our bank presidents are currently graduates of the Ag Econ program here at Oklahoma State.
Dazzler champion Gene Rainbolt. Going to be busy this week in Indianapolis at the 2018 National FFA Convention. One Oklahoman that we're going to be following closely is Brady Womack from Morris FFA. He is a national finalist for Star in Agribusiness, owning his own business that offers show supplies to 4-H and FFA members across Oklahoma.
It's called B5 Enterprises Show Supplies. I provide a quality show supplies from Weaver, Sullivan, Job's products. I even have my own line of supplies, which is I have three products right now currently, and also have my own line of equipment. I started with a trailer, started with inventory. Coming from 2012 to now 2018, I have six trailers.
And Brady's business this last year was at 300 different livestock shows. In the National Final Four for Star in Agribusiness, Brady Womack of Morris. By the way, Oklahoma has two of the 16 National Star finalists this year. Also competing at that star level is Adrienne Blakey of the Stillwater FFA chapter. She's a national finalist in agriscience. Our coverage all this week from Indianapolis, powered in part by ITC, your energy superhighway. The 2015 WOTUS that would expand federal government control over private land nationally should be vacated in its entirety. Attorneys arguing in papers filed this last week with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. Farm Bureau and a broad coalition of business groups, along with the state of Texas and others, are suing to do away with the WOTUS rule as issued by the EPA during the Obama era and the Army Corps of Engineers. Plaintiffs say the rule is illegal for a host of reasons, including that it disregards the statutory and Supreme Court requirements that federally regulated waters to be at least closely connected to navigable water bodies. These current filings in Texas mark the third time a federal district court has been asked to strike the 2015 rule. You've got farm news on Ron. Black Herford Ranch's 14th annual fall cream of the crop bull and bred heifer sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at BlackHerfordRanch.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.